Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here on a Thursday morning. Triple Play Thursday coming up. Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. The music that you just heard is from the band Man Fighting Bear. I've been on the show many times, and they're here live in studio, and we're also going to talk to a great singer named Ava Cherry. They're all appearing this Saturday night at the Uptown Lounge, 1136 West Lawrence in Uptown. Obviously, it's called the Uptown Lounge. $5 at the door, show starts at 9:30, and we want to welcome these guys back. We've got Eric Figrelius. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Nick.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We've got Bill Beach.
Hey, Nick.
And we got Chris Beach.
Hello, Nick.
Father and son here. That's Bill, you haven't been in studio here in a long time.
It's been a while.
Last couple of times we had you on, you were on the phone.
Right. I think the last time I was here was the last time the Blackhawks won.
Oh. So. Well, maybe you're a good luck charm because they won tonight after losing 8 straight. And so Man Fighting Bear, they're here. And how long are you in town? Are you in town?
I go back Sunday.
You go back on Sunday. And you live in Virginia?
Hampton, Virginia.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Very cool. Welcome back. We'll hear your story again as we have before. But this is really cool because you guys have collaborated with the singer that I'm about to introduce, who's on the phone with us. Her name is Ava Cherry, and she's got quite a resume. Yeah.
She's impressive.
Yeah. First of all, before I bring her in and introduce her and everything, how did you guys meet up with her? Because we're going to play the song that she sings on. She's on this song called Good Morning that you guys recorded, and we're going to play that a little bit later on in its entirety. But how did you end up meeting Ava Cherry, who's just got this legendary career?
We were recording our album Waiting with John Ovnik, who is a great producer. He was a local guy here in Chicago, moved recently to Vegas. And we've got our song Good Morning, and just we thought it needed a really good female voice. And he said, I got the gal. Just absolute Chicagoan. Got the gal. Bring her in. She came in, sang on it. She was there, 2 hours?
Yeah.
And put it down in, 2 takes.
Yeah.
And
she blew us away.
Just absolutely blew us away.
Yeah. Well, she's just got this incredible career. We want to get into that because I want to introduce Ava to everybody. And welcome to the show, Ava.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I can't believe everybody's still awake.
you enjoy working with these guys, clearly, right?
Oh, they're wonderful. Great musicians. And, when I first met them at John's studio, and I loved what they did, and it was in the, and they have just such cool people, cool guys.
Yeah. Well, listen, Ava, you've had quite a career. Let's see, how did you get started in the business?
Oh, my gosh, you haven't got that long, honey.
we'll make time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I started out in this business period, in show business period, or music, because I started out as a model and I worked in America, but I worked mostly in Europe, mm-hmm. in Paris and London and Italy, and it came back. Well, actually, before I left there, I met an artist named David Bowie.
Oh, David New York. Bowie, I've heard of him. Yeah,
yeah. And that was kind of when that incredible journey started. I met him in New York. I'd been to a Stevie Wonder concert. I'm friends with Stevie Wonder, and he was playing Carnegie Hall. And actually, it was David's very first American tour, and he was playing Radio City at the same week that Stevie was doing that. So when I was with, I met him because my manager was telling me a month before, there's this guy named David Bowie, and he's really, I think he's going to be huge. And here's his album, and it was the Ziggy Stardust album.
Right.
And I looked at him, and I was like, wow, his hair was green.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, all right. Well, I took the album home, and I played it, and I was, incredibly impressed at, you know, the writing and the beauty of that record, and I played it over and over. And then I kind of fell in love with this guy, right? And then about two months later, Steve had asked me to, he said, what do you think we should give our after party after his show at Carnegie Hall? And I said, well, I was working at this place called Genesis. It was a discotheque, upscale discotheque in New York.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I can ask the owner if we can do it there. So the owner said, of course. So we did it there. And, you know, we all arrived. I arrived and, you know, was star-studded. It was, you know, Aretha, Gladys Knight, you know, some of the biggest names in the business. And we were all, you know, standing there. At this particular moment, we were all singing the same song out loud. It was they were playing it on the dance floor, and everybody was singing and having a good time. And my manager runs over to me and he goes, guess who's here? And I went, who? And he goes, David Bowie. And I was like, what? I was like, freaked out, right? He goes, I'm going to go get him. I want to introduce him to you. And I was like, okay. He brings him over, and this time his hair was red. He had the Ziggy really high hair,
right,
and everything like that. And,
right.
And my hair was blonde, platinum blonde, short. And so he walks over to me, and this is Ava Cherry. And he said, hello, Ava, how are you? I was like, he was melted. I was like this British accent, and he was a total gentleman. And he goes, we have something in common. And I said, what's that? He said, our hair. I love it. I love your hair. And then we just started talking, and he said, are you a singer? And, you know, at that moment, I was not really a professional singer because I hung out with her. But, of course, I said, yes. I mean, don't have to say no, guys, unless you just really can't do it. And so I said, yes. And he goes, well, listen, I wonder if I can talk to you about a project I'm doing. I'm getting ready to go to Japan to do it. And maybe you might want to come along. And I'm like, me? You want me to come along? And he goes, yeah. He goes, you know, of course, you'll have to audition with my manager, but let's give it a try. And so the next day, I went to Capitol Records sound studio, and I met the Spiders, and I met Tony DeFries, who was his manager at the time, and they gave me a song, they played it, and I sang it, and then they went, yeah, okay, all right, she'll work with this, and you know, the rest is kind of history. The next thing I knew, he said, okay, you're going to come. I'm going to send you all the records. And I said, well, you know, I'm going to go home and see my parents before I go in Chicago. And he said, okay, I'll send you the stuff there, and you'll learn it, and then we'll be in Japan. I was like, cool, man. So I quit my job. I got rid of my apartment. I come here to Chicago, and I'm so excited, and my parents are excited. And then one day I get a telephone call. I mean, not a telephone call, a telegram.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they're sending me those. The telegram said, oh, Ava, so terribly sorry. We've had to cancel the tour in Japan. David's really sick. He's got the flu really bad. I was, oh my God, people. Like, I tell you, I was really devastated. I didn't know what to do. I felt like my whole life had crashed and burned.
Oh.
So I said, you can't do this to me, right? And the next thing I know, a friend, when I was living in New York, had invited me to Monaco for the summer in France, and I had actually never been to Europe before, and I told them no. But when that telegram came, I called them up and I said, listen, is that invite still on? I need to come to Europe. I want to come to Europe. And so they were like, yeah. So I went to Monaco, which was the most amazing place I ever saw, the first time I ever hit Europe.
Yeah.
And so I go there, and I'm there, and I'm playing that record over, and I take the record with me. I played it over and over again. I'm enjoying myself there, but I'm wanting to find David Bowie. That was really my whole thing, to find him and cut him off for canceling the tour, even though he was sick. And I was, you know, he just ruined my life. And so I left my friends in Monaco, and they said, well, if you're going to go to Paris and go to, you know, the Boulevard Saint-Germain, which is where all superstars go, everybody goes, and then just, you know, try to see what you can do.
Okay, so hang on. Ava, hang on for a second, okay? I want to get to the second half of the story when you go to Paris.
Okay.
Right. Because we have to take a break for the news. Okay.
Of course, darling. Of course.
Okay. Cool. Hang on a second. All right. This is fantastic. All right, the Man Fighting Bear guys are here. Ava Cherry is on the phone. They're playing a gig together at the Uptown Lounge this Saturday night, and we have to hear more of this the Bowie story, and that's all coming up right here on 720 WGN. But we have to break for the news, which is next.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Ava Cherry with that big voice, and she will be part of the gig on Saturday night at the Uptown Lounge. It starts at 9:30. And it's at 1136 West Lawrence. And the guys from Man Fighting Bear are here in studio. Hi, guys.
Hello.
And they have collaborated with Ava. And before the break, Ava was just telling us how she met David Bowie. What happened was they canceled. She quit her job. Everything changed. Thought her life was going to change. They canceled the gig. Bowie was sick. She was in Monaco, decided she wanted to go to Paris. That's where we left off the story. And let's welcome Ava back to the show. Ava, welcome back.
Oh, wonderful. You had me on a roll, honey. I was like on a roll. I know you got to go to sponsors, but yeah. So you want me to continue
on?
Yeah,
please. Absolutely. Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so I get to Paris, and I go to the Boulevard Saint-Germain, which was absolutely beautiful. And with my models book, I check into a hotel, and I go and I sit down and ask for a drink. But I sit there and I say very loudly when I sit down, does anybody speak English? Because I had learned how to speak, but je parle français, maintenant, but now I had learned how to speak French. This guy walks over to me and he goes, well-dressed guy, nice-looking guy. He says, I speak English. And I said, oh, well, I don't speak French very well. And he says, no, I'll help you. So he starts to talk to me. He asked me where I came from. I told him. He goes, what are you doing here? I said, well, I'm here. I'm looking for David Bowie. I just kept saying that to everybody, and they were like, what? I said, but I'm a model, and I have my book here, and maybe I can work while I'm trying to find him. And so he works for a clothing company called Cerruti, very famous brand. And he said, well, I can help you with that, you know, and where are you staying? I said, well, I'm staying at this all-girls hotel, not far from here. And he said, well, you can stay at my house until we get you with an agency or something. I was like, really? He was like, yeah, very nice guy, very nice young man. I said, okay. So he let me stay in his house, and it turns out that I ended up being there like almost 8 months, still looking for David. Still looking for David. I mean, I got with this agency. They called me Zeldido. I worked at the Terry Match. I did French Vogue. I did all of these different things, but I still didn't find David. And so I'm everywhere I go, because I knew he used to go to Paris all the time, which is why I went. He hung out a lot in Paris. So I'm in this bar one day, 8 months later, and I'm at the bar, sitting at the bar, and all of a sudden I hear these guys go, who is David Bowie? I'm like, what? His name? I go running down to the other end, and I said, excuse me, tu dis David Bowie? He goes, oui, il est là-bas chez Castel. And that means he... For you guys who don't speak French, that means he's across the way at the House of Castel, which is a huge upscale club there. And I was like, oh my God. So, no. So anyway, I looked very nice, but I was not dressed with dripping in diamonds and pearls or something like that. I looked great. You know, it was only like, 17 or something like that. And so I said, okay, thank you. And I go running. This is directly across the street from his bar. I'm like, how the hell, I can't believe it. I go running over there, right? At the time, David had a bodyguard named Stewie, caught me guy, and Castel had stairs. You had to go down. So I'm looking down the stairwell, and I see David and Stewie sitting in the back with all these people in the club, and I'm like, oh my god, oh my god. And Stewie sees me. He sees my blonde hair, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He comes, he gets up, he goes, Ava? And I go, yeah, Stewie. He goes, what are you doing here? What are you doing? How did you get here? I said, well, I came to find David. I said, you know, after he canceled the tour, I just got on a plane and just came to Paris thinking I could maybe find him here. He goes, I don't believe it. And he used to call David the governor. He goes, oh, the governor's not going to believe this, right? And he goes, he says, come on. He takes my hand, and I go walking, and David's talking to this woman, and he's looking at her, and then all of a sudden, as I get up to him, he turns around, looks, and he goes, Ava, how did you get here? What are you doing here? And I'm like, I came to find you. I came to tell you couldn't do this to me. You can't do this to me. Right? He just starts laughing. He goes, sit down. So he's sitting down, and the lady on the other side of him was dripping in diamonds and pearls, and she wanted to take him home that night, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
But when I got there, he just was like, he whispers to me, let's get out of here, right? So we get up, and she just was looking at us. The fact that I took him away, and she had been talking to him for like an hour or something like that. It was really hysterical. Right? So we get up, and we walk out. I'm feeling like $1 million. I'm like, he goes, we've got to talk, and he's coming on. And then we get up, and we get in the limousine, and we go to where he was staying. And it was just the most incredible night and the most incredible time. And this is, I mean, I was totally in love. Totally in love, okay? The first guy I was really, really in love with. And he said, listen, I've got to get you on tape. And I mean, there's a really whole part of this story. I don't know if you got time to hear it. When we're in Paris, he says, okay, listen, I'm going to get you to come to record me in Beauville, which is where there's a beautiful 17th century studio, and I'm going to call you in like a month. So I said, okay, great, here's my number, blah, blah, blah. But that didn't happen, guys. He didn't call me in a month, right? And I'm freaking out, whatever. Somehow or another, Mick Ronson ends up in Paris, and I see him. And I said, Mick, David said he was going to call me. Tell him to call me. He goes, well, I'm going to see him soon, and I'll tell him, right? And I'm modeling. I'm doing pretty good. And Jeffrey McCormick, who was his best friend, I'm modeling. I'm doing this runway gig, and I'm talking to this girl. I'm going, I mentioned David's name. She goes, oh, David Bowie, yes. You know, his best friend is my boyfriend. I'm like, what do you mean? What's his name? She said, Jeffrey McCormick. I'm like, what? You know Jeffrey? She said, yeah, he's on his way here. I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know. This must be fate. So the next thing, Jeffrey shows up, and he sees me, and he goes, Ava, what are you doing? They all say, what are you doing here? I'm like, I can't find David. And he told me, I saw him like a month ago, and he told me he was going to call me. He didn't call me. I'm going to kill him. Right? He goes, we got to get on the train. Just go to Deauville. That's where he is right now. We get on the train, and we go to the country, most beautiful place in France, in the country. And we ring the doorbell. He answers the door. He goes, he falls out. He just goes, I can't believe it. I said, David, please tell me why you didn't call me. You told me. He goes, Ava, I'm really sorry. I've been really busy trying to do this album. I've just been crazy. Please forgive me. Come in. Anyway, so we end up spending like, you know, 5 days there recording. I record a song with him, and his manager is there. And then this time he says, okay, listen, I'll never do this again to you. I'm going to call you in 2 weeks. You're going to come to London, and then we're going to do the Old Marquee in the West End of London. And I said, okay. So with my agency, I owed them money, and they had my passport, and they wouldn't give me my passport until I paid them the money. And they said, we're not giving you your passport. And I said, okay, or your book. And I said, well, I'm going to work with this guy named David Bowie. They were like, David Bowie? How do you know David Bowie? You do not know David Bowie. And I said, I do. He's going to call me next week on Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning. And he said, yeah, right. So I showed there at 11 in the morning, and, you know, the busy day. And then also the phone rings, and they go, London? Ava, Jerry, okay. And they hand me the phone, and he says, Ava, it's David. Oh, David, I'm so glad to hear from you. He goes, I told him that they had, you know, won't give me my passport. He goes, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Give me the information, blah, 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 blah. You'll be on the flight, you know, and 5 days and blah, blah, blah. So that was it. I didn't get my book back, but I got my passport. I got a passport, and I flew to London, and that was the beginning of my career with David Bowie.
Wow. Now, that is an unbelievable story, Ava. Unbelievable story. That is so great.
It was like a fantasy. It was really like, I was like, oh, I'm here. I don't believe it. It was unreal. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And I know you have like a ton of other stories as well. We want to get to some of those here, but we do want to hear a little bit of music. Do you guys want to, can we play the song that you did with Ava?
Sure.
You want to set it up? Ava, hang on. We're going to hear a song, and then we'll come back and talk more, okay? Hold on.
All right. Okay,
all right.
Darling.
All right. Ava Cherry, everybody. My God. All right, so here's a song you guys recorded. This is how you get your producer said, hey, I got somebody.
Right.
All right, tell me. So the song is called Good Morning.
Good Morning.
Yep.
So Good Morning was basically waking up one morning and saying, wow, got to change things. And kind of like that moment when you have an epiphany. And a moment of clarity, if you will. And that's what the song's about.
Okay. All right. Here we go. This is Man Fighting Bear featuring Ava Cherry here. Good morning.
Oh, you.
It's really nice. We have to break, guys, so hold on 1 second. That was really beautiful. We'll hear more. We'll talk more with the guys and Ava Cherry right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. That, of course, was Rebel Rebel by David Bowie, and one of our guests, Ava Cherry, actually appears on that song. And Man Fighting Bear is live in studio with us, and they've got a gig with Ava this coming Saturday at the Uptown Lounge, and it starts at 9:30. And it's $5 at the door. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
And
thank
you. Ava, welcome back.
Yeah, that's funny you played that song because I was with him when he wrote that in London at Olympic Studios in Barnes.
Yeah. Now, how long were you with David?
7 years. Wow. Almost 7 years. Yeah. Magical number.
And now you've also worked with, Luther Vandross and Chaka Khan and Robert Palmer and all of these amazing people. What a career you've had, Ava. That's really great.
Oh, yeah, it's been an incredible experience. I'm always thinking of those wonderful times, yeah. Just great. And Luther Vandross, what an incredible... I mean, Luther joined us once I was with him, when we did Young Americans album.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's just such a... It's so crazy. And you guys get to work with this woman. That's mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
an honor.
David
yeah.
Bowie, Luther
It's a
Vandross,
real honor to work with.
Man Fighting Bear. You're the Giants.
Yeah. So, by the way, I want to get back to really quickly, because the last time you guys were here, it was right before the Law Rock Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and you guys ended up winning that.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
It was great. We won the Judges Award for mm-hmm. Best Band. We've written World's Best Band over the top of the award. But it was a great night, a lot of fundraising for a lot of wonderful causes around the city, a lot of fun groups. And it was at Lincoln Hall, which mm-hmm. is a
it's
beautiful
a great
venue.
Club. Yeah, great place.
Incredible acoustics, man. They did it right when they built that place. Yeah. There's no question about it. Okay, we're going to play with time for one more song. Ava, what a delight it has been to talk to you. Would you come back and do my show again? Because I want to hear more stories about your career. Is that okay?
Absolutely, yeah, honey, because you only got the tip of the iceberg.
Oh,
here.
I know. That's why I want to do a whole 4 hours with you, Ava. I'm telling you right now. say goodnight to Ava.
Good night, Ava.
Okay, thank you so much.
Let me tell you, I might be doing Lollapalooza this summer, so look for my name on that list.
That's amazing. Okay, listen, Ava, hang on and talk to my producer, Dan, and we'll set up a time when you can actually come on the show again and tell us a bunch of stories, maybe in the new year, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Right,
sounds great, mate.
Hang on.
All right, darling.
There you go. Man, unbelievable.
You're right, welcome.
Thank you. I mean, that's amazing. So we're going to play. I want to play one more of your songs here. We want to squeeze it in before the news, and it's called Stars Align.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you want to set this one up real quick?
I think Eric started writing it about astral projection. normal stuff, everyday stuff. But it turned out to be a song about optimism.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the happier ones.
Yeah.
Well, here it is. Stars Align. We'll be right back.
was a lie. Will you take me all the way? If the stars align, will you take me all the way?
Man Fighting Bear. Guys, always a pleasure to have you in.
Thank you very much.
And seriously, so much for bringing along Ava. We're going to get her back on the show for
great.
Sure. And have a great time on Saturday. You're at the Uptown Lounge at 1136 West Lawrence. Starts at 9:30. $5 at the door. And Ava Cherry will be there along with Man Fighting Bear. And mention the other act real quick.
Fran Banish, who's a local guitar player. He lived in L.A. for 25 years. Played with Keb Moe, Duncan Sheik. His music's in TV and movies. He's going to do an acoustic set. So we're just honored to have these people with us.
It's going
to
be a fun night. Guys, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you very much.
We're going to be a little bit late to news, Vic. I'm sorry, but let's break and then the news.